This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli refutes rumours of Korean government's collapse. Prime Minister shows actions to answer criticism of governance. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podyal and visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu discuss Nepal-U.S. bilateral economic cooperation. Health Ministry launches Hello Health Service to address public grievances related to health services in the country. And new administration moves to form government in Syria after President Bashar al-Assad's fall. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has dismissed the rumours of the government's imminent collapse, stating that some individuals and some forces are trying to seek instability in the country. He firmly asserted that such efforts to disrupt governance and hinder solutions to national issues would not succeed. Prime Minister Oli made the remark in a land ownership certificate distribution program at ward number 4 and 5 of Gauradhaha municipality in Chapa district today. The Prime Minister also reminded that the government leadership would be handed over to Nepali Congress President after 18 months from now, in line with the agreement raised between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML at the time of the formation of this current government. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said that the local people will now get the land plots with the government's this decision of distributing land ownership certificates to them. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the Beldangi water supply project at Damak Municipality 3 of Chapa District today, addressing a program organized on the occasion. The Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to providing quality drinking water to all Nepalese by 2030. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has said that the underprivileged communities would be uplifted by providing them easy access to education and employment. Addressing the 29th Establishment Day of Tajpuria Social Welfare Council, organized at Gauradhaha in Chapa today, Prime Minister Oli said that the government has been working to make people from the underprivileged communities entrepreneurs by establishing some small-scale industries targeting them. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podyal and visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu have held a meeting today. In the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance in Singapore today, they discuss on bilateral economic cooperation, the Millennium Challenge Corporation (MCC), the effective implementation of the projects being implemented under the U.S. Agency for International Development (USAID), among other topics. Joint Secretary at the Ministry Dhaniram Sharma said that the discussions were held on exchange of cooperation between Nepal and the U.S. According to Sharma, during the discussions, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State showed his interest as to how the investment of the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, DFC, could be made effective and expanded. On the occasion, Finance Minister Podyal said that the main priority is on economic development as there is political stability in Nepal now. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a case against Nepal Insurance Authority's chairperson Surya Prasad Silwal. CIA filed a writ against chairperson Silwal in accusation of gaining personal benefits by submitting fake documents. The complaint accused chairperson Silwal of editing the date of his birth multiple times and forging his citizenship and passport. The complaint claims Silwal of stepping into 66 years of age 9 months ago and misusing his position, rights and services for personal benefits. The Ministry of Health and Population has launched the Hello Health Service to address the public grievances related to health services in the country. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki said grievances concerning the services provided by the Health Ministry and its subordinate agencies can be sent through telephone, email, WhatsApp, Viber, email and post. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podyal said that Hello Health was established to address the complaints of citizens regarding health services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
ओहो सम्झे, प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो।
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok has said that the establishment of the sustainable peace and good governance and achieving economic prosperity are the government's top priorities. Addressing the Karnali province-level security seminar organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs in Surkhet today, Home Minister Lekhok stressed on the corruption and crime control and establishment of the rule of law, stating that the federal government has started formulating the federal law related to Nepal police and the armed police force. The Home Minister said that the adjustment of police positions will be forwarded after the laws are passed. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has called for an enhanced global cooperation to address water, energy and food crisis in a sustainable manner. Minister Khadka made the remark at the International Soil and Water Forum organized by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Bangkok of Thailand today. Minister Khadka also highlighted the need for enhanced cooperation, knowledge and cooperation exchange to promote best practices and technological progress in water management, according to Minister Khadka's secretariat. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Syrian Prime Minister Mohammad Ghazi al-Jalali says most cabinet ministers are still working in Damascus to ensure a quick and smooth transition after President Bashar al-Assad's fall. According to Al Jazeera, rescue teams and relatives of the disappeared people in Syria are searching for their loved ones at the notorious Sidnaya prison in Damascus. The Syrian civil defense group, known as the White Helmets, says it is investigating reports from survivors of the country's notorious prison that people are being detained in hidden underground cells. Meanwhile, Russian state media report that Al-Assad is in Moscow and has been granted asylum after stepping down and fleeing Syria in the wake of lightning offensive by armed opposition groups. At least 22 Palestinians, including women and children, have been killed after Israel launched air and drone attacks across Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, in the latest Israeli attack in the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza on Monday morning, three people were targeted with a missile launch from a drone, instantly killing them. Al Jazeera cited Hani Muhammad as saying, "Scenes of hunger similar to northern Gaza were also happening in the south because of the limited delivery of humanitarian aid going through the southern border." Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is also likely to occur at a few places of Karnali province and hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the hilly areas and mountainous region of Karnali, Gandaki and Sudhir Pashim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will refute rumours of current governance collapse. Prime Minister assures actions to answer criticism of governance. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Podial and visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu discuss Nepal-U.S. bilateral economic cooperation. Health Ministry launches Hello Health Service to address public grievances related to health services in the country. And a new administration moves to form government in Syria after President Bashar al-Assad's fall. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepal.com. online.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.